AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump was asked if there will be consequences if Russia and Vladimir Putin don't agree to end the fighting in Ukraine.
Yes, they will. Yeah.
What will the consequences be?
There will be
consequences. Sanctions, tariffs?
There will be, I don't have to say, there will be very severe consequences.
Putin and the president meet Friday in Alaska. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky will not be there.
It was always going to be, I was going to meet with President Putin, and then after that, I'm going to call the leaders and President Zelensky. I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
The president was at Washington's Kennedy Center to announce the Kennedy Center Honors nominees under his leadership as the center's chairman. Kiss is going in, and so are country music star George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, singer Gloria Gaynor, and Broadway star Michael Crawford.
And he became an international sensation in the 1980s for his original portrayal of the Phantom of the Opera, one of the greatest ever. Ever.
The president will host the awards program at the Kennedy Center. A divided panel of appeals court judges ruled the Trump administration can suspend or terminate billions of dollars of congressionally appropriated funding for foreign aid. Russian authorities announced they're partially restricting calls and messaging apps, Telegram and WhatsApp, the latest step in an effort to tighten control over the internet. Health officials and witnesses say Israeli gunfire killed at least 25 people while seeking aid. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will allow Palestinians to leave during an upcoming military offensive in some of the territory's most populated areas. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Amazon is focusing more on groceries.
Amazon Prime members in more than 1,000 locations in the U.S. can now order fresh groceries for free same-day delivery, along with other items, if they're spending more than $25. The expansion is expected to put more pressure on grocery delivery services offered by Walmart, Kroger, Target, and other rivals. And Amazon plans to expand the service to more than 2,300 cities and towns by the end of the year. Amazon says if the grocery order doesn't meet the $25 minimum for Prime members, there's a $2.99 fee. For non-Prime members, there's a service fee of $12.99, regardless of how much they spend. I'm Donna Water.
Negotiators working on a treaty to address the global crisis of plastic pollution are discussing a new draft of the text that would not limit plastic production or address chemicals used in plastic products. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.